Low back pain is a very common condition. A newly updated Cochrane review from Ingrid van Juvenboda and colleagues in the Netherlands looks at an intervention that has been proposed for both preventing and treating this condition, lumbar supports. These are used to treat patients with low back pain, to try to prevent it in the first place, and to stop it coming back. Successful prevention or treatment is important to people who suffer from low back pain. It is also important to society, which bears the costs of the sick leave caused by low back pain and the health care needed to treat it. The popularity of lumbar supports has led to several studies to investigate whether or not they work. In an earlier version of the Cochrane Review, the authors were unable to draw definite conclusions because of the lack of sufficient good quality evidence, the wide variation in the design of the studies, and inconsistent results. In this update, the results of studies published between 1998 and 2006 have been brought in, and the discussion of the clinical relevance of the findings has been expanded. Patients with acute, subacute, or chronic nonspecific low back pain were eligible for the review, as were all randomized controlled trials of any type of lumbar support for prevention or treatment. 7 prevention studies and 8 treatment studies are included, with over 15,000 people, 90% of whom were in the prevention trials. The studies were generally of rather low quality, with only 5 of the 15 studies being satisfactory for at least half the items the reviewers considered when trying to determine how well the studies had been done. They also had problems pooling the results of the research, because many of the trials did not report results in a way that permitted this, and they had studied people, interventions, and outcomes in quite different ways. Because of this, the Cochrane Review does not include a meta-analysis, but, instead, it summarizes the results in a qualitative way. The authors used a rating system in which the strength of the evidence on the effectiveness of lumbar supports was classified as strong, moderate, limited, conflicting, or no evidence. For prevention, the review shows that there is a moderate evidence that lumbar supports are not more effective than training in lifting techniques for preventing long-term low back pain or reducing sick leave. In fact, the Cochrane reviewers found that there is a moderate evidence that lumbar supports are no better than no intervention at preventing short or long-term low back pain or reducing the amount of time that people are off work. The evidence for the conclusions about treatment is weaker. The authors showed that there is a limited evidence that lumbar supports are not more effective than no intervention for pain reduction in the short term and for improving functional status for patients with chronic low back pain. No trial specifically evaluated lumbar supports for the treatment of patients with acute low back pain, and the evidence on their effectiveness compared to no intervention or other interventions was rated conflicting, based on the research that included a mixture of people with acute, subacute, and chronic low back pain. Although the results of this updated Cochrane review do not look promising for lumbar supports, the authors finished by saying that there is still a role for better research to provide the reliable evidence needed to inform decisions about their use. For example, high-quality randomized trials are needed to investigate the effects in different types of patients and to distinguish more clearly between those with acute, subacute, and chronic low back pain. If you would like to read the review, you will find it at www.cochrane.org.